This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we lead with news: American economic data is generally more positive, while Chinese economic data is generally less positive. First, American durable goods orders for May came in better than expected, with a 12% rise from year-ago levels. As good, orders for capital goods also rose 12% on the same basis, reflecting that boardrooms are still investing strongly. For both measures, the month-on-month gains also beat forecasts. Also positive, pending home sales broke a six-month skid, with a slight rise of 0.7% in May from April. And there was a noticeable surge in the northeast region. However, year-on-year, they're down 13.6%. Not positive, however, is the Dallas Fed Factory Survey for June, with a sharpish deceleration recorded. Of particular concern is the quick fall-off in new orders. In Japan, new data shows that the Bank of Japan now owns half of all bonds there, a relentless build-up as they continue their easy money policies to bring back inflation. Meanwhile, Russia has defaulted on its foreign debt. It can't pay, largely as a result of sanctions inhibiting its ability to shift funds. It's their first default of foreign debt in 100 years. But during Russia's financial crisis and the ruble collapse of 1998, then-President Boris Yeltsin's government defaulted on $40 billion of its local debt. The struggles of China's industrial companies continued into May. In the month, profits were down 6.5% from the same month a year ago, and it is little comfort that the decrease was less than for April. That takes their year-to-date gains back to just 1%. The whole situation is actually much grimmer. Manufacturing profits almost 18% lower and utility companies 6% lower. The overall results are only restrained by profit surges in coal and other mining companies. And the Chinese central bank injected a total of 100 billion yuan into their banking system yesterday by a seven-day reverse repurchase at a rate of 2.1% to ease the pressure from rising cash demand towards the end of their first half of the year. They started pumping in more cash into their financial system on Friday. Demand usually surges towards the end of the quarter when commercial banks have to shore up their cash positions for an administrative quarterly health check by their central bank, but the size of this may suggest more is at play this time. Taiwanese consumer sentiment fell in June, and the slip from May was as sharp as it's been for a couple of months now, and it's now at its lowest since November 2009, lower than during the 2020 pandemic. In Australia, they released their 2021 census data today, and it shows some important trends in their demographics. For example, the millennial demographic now equals the boomer population, now both at 21.5% of their total population, and will soon outnumber it. It also shows that more than half of their population is first or second generation immigrant. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today up 6 basis points from this time yesterday, now at 3.20%. And the price of gold is at $1,823 an ounce in New York and down $3 from this time yesterday. And oil prices are up $3 higher from this time on Saturday, now just at $109 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is just over $111.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will open today at just over 63 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we're unchanged at just under 91 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're nearly a half a cent lower at 59.5 euro cents. That all means our trade weight index starts today at just on 70.8 and down 30 basis points. And the Bitcoin price has moved lower from this time yesterday. It's now at $20,699 and down 2.4%. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been moderate, plus or minus 2.4% as well. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston. And we'll do this again tomorrow.